Thanks for listening to this message from the life of St. Bees. We're a church that loves to empower, equip and inspire. And in order to better fulfill this call, we're currently undertaking an audacious church relocation project. Find out more, including how you can take part, at www.goandgrow.london. Thank you, and may this message better help you to live a life full of adventurous faith. If you'd like to just take a seat, so I will reflect a little bit on some thoughts that I've had and around the word surrender that I feel the Lord's given me for this service. During the week, I was I looked at a couple of websites that referenced Hosea 2:26. So I looked up Hosea 2:26. Do you remember Hosea 2:26? I bet you don't, because it doesn't exist. So that was quite interesting. You know, you start delving into the scripture that all these people are quoting. And it just wasn't there. It was a fake verse. Through that, I stumbled on a couple of verses that spoke to me, and I actually quoted them. We had a PCC half day yesterday, and I felt the Lord, because they were in my mind, the Lord raised them with me. Hosea 2:21 to 22 that do exist. They say this: in that day I will respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the skies, and they will respond to the earth, and the earth will respond to the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, and they will respond to Jezreel. Out of that, we've got this picture of suddenly a kind of breaking out of responsiveness. God responding to the earth and the earth responding to everything else. And ultimately this kind of fruitfulness responding to Jezreel. And Jezreel in Hosea was the name of Hosea's firstborn son. But he was named after the valley of Jezreel that is the valley of massacre. If you want to be really depressed, one of the most depressing chapters in the Bible is 2 Kings 10, where you have Jehu, who just massacres everyone. He just goes on a killing spree. He is a kind of maniacal despot that just loves killing. He's in that he does some favors to God's people, because he wipes out the house of Ahab, and Ahab had been a bad king. So in that he is, in a sense, doing the purposes of the Lord. He also wipes out the prophets of Baal. And again, the prophets of Baal were against the Lord. So he is zealous for the Lord, but in a kind of, his catchphrase is kill 'em all. He just loves killing. So he's not kind of my favorite character. And lo and behold, by the time we get to Hosea, we discover that the massacres of Jezreel, even though they were killing the Lord's enemies, were sort of like a blot on the landscape. It was a terrible thing that happened, these massacres. And as a prophetic sign, Hosea is told to call his firstborn son Jezreel. The place of destruction, the place of death, the place of massacre. As a prophetic sign that's what the people of Israel's lives were like. They were like the place of massacre, the place of death, the place of discord and destruction and horror. And then at the end of Hosea 2, not in the famous verse 26 that doesn't exist, but the end of Hosea 2, in verse 21 and 22, in that day I will respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the skies, and they will respond to the earth, and the earth will respond to the grain and the new wine and the olive oil, and they will respond to Jezreel, this place that symbolized everything that was bad. The Lord is breaking in. I preached a few weeks ago on Revelation 2, the letter to the Ephesians. You may remember it, where it says, I know the deeds, your deeds, your hard work, your perseverance. I know that you cannot tolerate wicked people, that you have tested those who claim to be apostles and are not. You have found them to be false. You have persevered and endured hardships for my name and not grown weary. Yet this I hold against you. You have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things that you did at first. And I felt that that was a word for the Lord for us, not just for January when I preached it, but for this year perhaps. Repent and do the things you did at first. Consider how far you have fallen. You have forsaken your first love. How does that relate to what was being released at the end of Hosea 2, this unleashing of responsiveness and fruitfulness? Well, John 1 John 4 verse 19 says, we love because he first loved. This is love, that not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Romans 5 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. So the responsiveness never starts with us, actually. We may think it's all down to us, but it doesn't start with us. In Hosea 2, it's the Lord who speaks first. In that day, I will respond, declares the Lord. I'll respond to the skies. I'm the instigator. I'm the first one to move. But what about us? How do we respond? Because God comes to us and he pours out his love for us. In that day, I will respond, says the Lord. But what about us? Because it can never be just one-way traffic. It does require a response from us. And the response in the Revelation 2 passage is repent and do the things you did at first. Review where you are. Think again about how you are, how your situation is, what your walk with the Lord has been. Change your mind about how things have been going. Repent. And that brings me full circle to that word surrender that I felt the Lord give me. Because I think at the heart of repentance is surrender. It's saying to God, you know, I've gone astray. I've drifted from you. I've not loved you with my whole heart, mind, strength. And now I want to come back. I want to respond. I want to give you everything. I think it's really interesting that, you know, many of us, myself included, we love worshiping with our hands held high. But also, that is, of course, also the stance that one adopts when someone points a gun at you. Surrender, isn't it? It's surrender. It's the stance of surrender. Not that I've ever had that experience, thanks be to God. But I'm pretty darn sure that if it happened, I'd go, ah! And God's not pointing a gun at us. This isn't demanded of us. We offer our surrender to God freely. Ezekiel 36, familiar to many, that great kind of new covenant declaration in the midst of the old covenant, where Ezekiel, the Lord speaking through Ezekiel, says, I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in with you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. Then you will live in the land I gave your ancestors. You will be my people and I will be my God. In some sense, even our act of surrender, even our act of repentance, our ability to respond to God is a gift of God as well. Because our hearts have become calloused, the arteries from them have become infinitesimally narrow, the life has drained out of us, and we are incapable of a heart response. And it's God by His Spirit breathing new life into us that enables us to surrender. It's this whole thing of God is the first mover, isn't He? I, in that day, will respond, declares the Lord. I will respond to the skies, and they will respond to the earth, and the earth will respond to the grain, the new wine, and the olive oil, and they will respond to Jezreel. That our lives, however destructive and deadly, like Jezreel, whatever a car crash our lives look like, I believe God wants to break out in a kind of new wave of responsiveness. And within that, all we need to do is surrender. Shall we stand? I think that's all the Lord's given me to say. Let's just offer ourselves to the Lord now. Lord, we come to you, we surrender. We surrender our lives. We surrender our dreams, our visions. We surrender the good in our lives. We offer you our very selves, our families, our networks of relationships. We surrender our stuff. All our possessions are yours, Lord. We just give them to you. The whole lot, we hold nothing back. We surrender the things that we love and hold dear to ourselves and have acknowledge that sometimes they've become idols. They've got in the way of you. whether that be things or our careers or dreams that we've had. Have it all, Lord. That picture that Nikki had of all the stuff coming out of the backpack and being put on the altar to be burnt up in a bonfire of vanities. We surrender, Lord.